Hey, it's Dave, and you know I'm not a fan of pre-rolls, so the fact that I'm doing one, you know this is important, and it's time-sensitive, because March 21st at 5:30 Eastern, myself and my favorite book guru, Thomas Umstadt Jr., are doing a webinar on book launch secrets. And if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/book launch, you'll learn more about it. But I just wanted to get this in here, because that's right around the corner. Again, schoolofpodcasting.com/book launch.
Today on the podcast review show, we've gone to the dogs. We're reviewing the Night Terriers.
Thicken up your skin and get ready for a supersized serving of opinion. Delivering constructive criticism and powerful praise, it's the podcast review show. This is the podcast that takes the guesswork out of first-time impressions. You'll discover new podcasts while learning podcasting tips. Join in on the conversation via voicemail, email, comments, and polls. It's all at our website, podcastreviewshow.com.
All right, welcome to the Podcast Review Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. And I got a very creative contact that personally said, can you please come review our podcast? It was creative. They actually made a custom cartoon. And that is how we ended up reviewing the Night Terriers, which I'm confused because when I go to their website, it looks like it's Night Terrors, True Stories of Imagined Conversations. And here is the about. It says, the Night Terriers, as in like dogs, is a weekly podcast of the trials and tribulations of owning two dogs who can't seem to sleep through an entire night. Angus is a Shih Tzu, yay Shih Tzu, whose bladder only seems to be active after midnight. Angus is the main instigator of the nocturnal shenanigans, one of my favorite words of all time. Walnut is a type tan terrier, say that three times fast, with a few dependency issues. He's one of the only dogs we know who is looking into being surgically grafted onto me. These podcasts are 100% true stories of my imagined conversations when they get me up in the middle of the night. And joining me is my lovely wife, who we affectionately refer to as the hammer on this show, because unlike me, who knows these people in some cases and has emails with them, you have no problem.
I have no problem, and I have a solution to his problem already.
Which is?
Put Angus to sleep.
It's because I have a Shih Tzu and my wife is not a fan. My wife likes her dogs like 100 pounds plus that you can ride to work. So we go over to their website. Their website's cute. They've got, somebody's a very talented artist, cartoonist. The first thing I would say, though, when I go to their website to figure out which episode to listen to, Hammer, you have to tell me which one would you rather listen to, okay? Which title entices you? Night Terriers 4? I'm sorry. There is a little bit here. But it's Night Terriers 4, Night Terriers Episode 3, Night Terriers Episode 2, or Night Terriers Episode 1? Which one really grabs out and gets you there?
I don't know. I guess I'd be looking at the picture since there's no title.
Yeah. It does say, here we go. There's a, they have a one-sentence description. Angus Gets All Science-y is number 4. Number 3, Angus and Walnut Break Into Song. Episode number 2, Walnut Discovers the Connection Between Lack of Sleep and Spending More Time with Them. And the very first episode, please have a listen and let me know your thoughts. So, step one, you got to give a little more. Nobody cares what episode it is. So, to me, I would replace Angus Gets a Little Science-y. I would put that in there instead of Night Terriers number 4, because that's not going to get you any Google juice. And you want to write your headlines. 80% of what people listen to and read is based on your headline. And right now your headline is not good. And you have to really search for the little phrase here. So I would definitely work on that. And also in iTunes, that's all you see almost is Night Terriers Episode 3, Episode 4, Episode 2. That does not entice me to click. So that would be my first bit of advice. So here we are. We haven't even listened to a single second of a podcast yet. And I'm like, okay, so far we got strike one. So strike two is you're using the one pixel out player, which right now is a security risk to your website. So I would use the PowerPress plugin and I would use the HTML5 player, right? That's the one you love, the HTML5. Oh,
yeah. Every day.
Yeah. And that's just better because it can be played on an iPad or an iPhone, which the flash-based one pixel out player cannot, not to mention the fact that it's leaving your site ready to be hacked. So
yeah, I had mine hacked, you know.
Right. And there's no way to download your podcast. I was going to download them and I can't, which means I have to stream them off your website or subscribe in iTunes again. So we're up to strike three. You're making it hard. Okay. You're not giving your audience choices here.
Shoot, so, Angus.
Yeah. So I guess we'll go with Angus gets all sciency, but this first means I have to go out to iTunes and subscribe. Now, when I click on the subscribe via iTunes button, you should have that open in a new window so we're up to strike four. You should have that open in a new window in the event somebody goes, oh, never mind, or they get confused when iTunes says, do you want to open this in iTunes? And you basically took them away from your site, which is the last thing you want. You want people to stay on your site. And so you've basically sent them away. So I'm logging this in, I'm opening up in iTunes now. And again, yes, it's great that you have a player on your website, but I would highly recommend that you look into the PowerPress plugin. All right, continuing on with the constructive criticism, when you subscribe to your podcast in iTunes, which I had to now to get this episode, you've got a bunch of HTML, probably because you have an image at the very beginning of your blog post. So you might want to look into, again, if you had PowerPress plugged in, you could specify more information in iTunes. And also, if you're using PowerPress, I could see how long these episodes are before I even play them. So that's why I like the PowerPress plugin. Now, are you ready for a little night terrors?
Sure.
All right, here we go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Won't you join us once again for the truly disturbing stories of the night terrors?
Terriers.
What?
It's night terriers. You see, we're dogs, so it's kind of a play on words.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Yeah.
Tonight's episode takes place on January 23rd at 4:14 a.m.
Okay, in true fashion, we've gone a minute into the podcast. What's your first impression?
I'm still listening.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, okay, they're creative little boogers.
I want to see how creative they get.
Okay, so we'll back it up a little bit. But yeah, I get it. It's a dog. I'm ready for that. I'm open. This is not your typical podcast.
Obviously.
That's why I like this one. This is not a tech podcast. It's not a law of attraction podcast. This is not, you know, the big business marketing, how to make money podcast. Okay.
Or lose weight podcast.
Right, exactly.
Psst, Leo, I've got to go pee.
Angus, how come you can hold it all day while we're at work, but you have to go so badly a couple hours after going to bed?
Well, as it turns out, the severity of my need to urinate is inversely proportional to the square of your need to sleep.
Inversely proportional to what?
Look, I can explain the inverse square law to you later. My teeth are kind of floating at the moment.
You've been listening to The Night Terriers.
Okay, so there you go. Quick little snippet. That was episode four.
That's it?
That's it.
Seriously.
So that was the joke, I guess. So I guess we'll listen to another one. At this point, I would not listen to it. I might listen to another one because I'm kind of like, okay, there's some thinking outside of the box here. I'm just not sure. Okay. So do we want Angus and Walnut break into song?
Sure. That would be good.
That would be number three.
In today's episode, we look at the differing ways that Walnut and Angus deal with debilitating depression that must be dealt with each and every workday when Christy and Leo go off to work. First, let us check in on Walnut. Do I detect a mournful tune?
There is a castle on a cloud. I like to go there in my sleep. Our Danny flows for me too sweet.
Okay.
Not in my castle on a cloud. There is a room that's for.
I was hoping there was a second verse.
Love toys. There are 100 boys and girls.
Truly, Walnut does not do well while Christy and Leo are away. Now, let us check in on Angus.
The Shih Tzu.
Gay show tunes.
Passing up the house, doling out the charm. Ready with a handshake and an open palm. Tells a saucy tale, makes a little stir. Customers appreciate a bon vivre. Glad to do a friend a favor. Doesn't cost me to be done.
Okay, so the one dog is having a hard time, and apparently the other dog is happy.
I guess.
And I'm going to start pointing out how many times they need a pop filter.
Okay.
Because that's my weird podcasting. Have you noticed that at all?
No.
Okay. That's just me then.
You've been listening to The Night Terriers.
That was it?
Okay. Seriously.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I almost want to go back and go, seriously, that was it? That's the punchline? Okay, well, once they break into song, on the other hand, the good news is we don't have a lot of time invested in this. It's weird because we usually play clips. It's like the whole show is a clip. All right, let's go to the very first episode.
In today's episode, we look at the differing ways that Walnut...
See, here I said differing and that kind of... That drives me bonkers.
...and Angus deal with debilitating depression that must be dealt with each and every workday when Christy and Leo go off to work. First, let us check in on Walnut. Do I detect a mournful tune?
Didn't we just listen to this? We did. We just listened to this one.
On a cloud.
Far away.
The charm. Ready with a stir.
Okay, apparently the first and the third episode were the same. Good God, now you're wasting my time. All right, so we're going to go back and listen to the only episode left at this point, episode number two. Walnut discovers the connection between lack of sleep and spending more time with them. That sentence doesn't even make any sense. Between lack of sleep and spending more time with them. Is it just me or that doesn't make any sense?
Well, I know what they're talking about, but...
Okay. Well, here we go. Episode...
Should say Leo and Christy.
So we have, after the 32-second intro, we have 57 seconds of content.
Okay.
And so we have 57 seconds to the hilarity, the big punchline.
Okay.
You ready?
Tonight's episode takes place on January 14th. At 6:30 a.m.
Good morning, Walnut. Good morning, Angus.
How come you're still in your pajamas? Don't you guys usually leave us all alone to languish alone in a big empty house while you go for a run?
Usually, but as it turns out, both of you got us up twice last night, so we're a little too tired to run today.
Really? So lack of sleep means you spend more time with us, eh? Be right back.
Don't write that down.
You've been listening to The Night Terriers.
Wow.
All right, well, we've gone through their entire catalog.
Wow.
Would you listen to another episode of this?
No.
No, I'm sorry. Here's the thing that I, when I listen to this, I'm like, I love the creativity.
Yes.
I love the production that they're putting into it. I just get the feeling, this is my thought, I feel like it's an inside joke and I don't get it. Like, I have a dog. I have a Shih Tzu. And I'm like, I like that episode was, your dog has figured out that if he makes you tired, you'll spend time with him. Okay. But I don't know. It sounds like something, a Jeff Foxworthy joke. Have you ever noticed that the dog, you know, I'm like, so, thoughts?
Shoot the Shih Tzu.
You're just, you're...
I'm fixated.
Yes, you're a Ratsu-ist or something. So, to Walnut and Angus, love the creativity. Your website is, I guess you're not really looking for contact. You know, there's no, there is a contact thing about, I would work on your titles. I would, I don't know. I just, right now, like I said, for me, I'm kind of going, I'm waiting for the punchline or something, or I don't know. I just expected it like the time. I guess I was thinking about this from a human standpoint. Where the time, you know, the dog bit the mailman and whatever. But on the other hand, they're smart for keeping the episode very, very short. Because if I had to wait 10 minutes for that punchline, I'd be really mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that I even call that a punchline.
No, it's and it's not. I always tell people your podcast should move people. You should make them laugh, cry, think, groan, upset them, educate them, entertain them, something, and this just doesn't do anything for me. Besides go, I on one hand, I'm like, oh, cool, you know, dog voices. They, you know, somebody found the voice coder. But it's,
they sound like Hoops and Yo-Yo.
Yeah, they do.
And that I like.
But even that, yeah, I guess. But, I mean, you got to have some meat and potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you end up with what's a famous movie that was all special effects and no story? I don't know. I can't think of any off the top of my head. Judge Dredd, but which starred Sylvester Stallone. So, you know, if you've listened to all 19 minutes of this podcast, you've listened to the entire Night Terriers back catalog. I would get episode 1 out of there, or get episode 3. Don't make me listen to it twice. So, and I really do appreciate the Leo is apparently the man behind it. Leo, I appreciate your artwork and appreciate your creativity. And kudos for you for having an email list. But I would definitely switch to PowerPress. And,
I thought you were going to say kudos to him for having a Shih Tzu.
And kudos for him, yeah. I give him half a point for having a Shih Tzu. Mine's 14. He's awesome. It's the best dog you'll ever get. Get a Shih Tzu.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. Yeah, if you like having your floor peed on.
No.
Sure.
He's 14. So. And he wears a diaper.
Yeah.
He wears a diaper.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that is going to do it for this edition of... the podcast review show. If you'd like to have your podcast reviewed, well, here's Rich to tell you how to do that. We'll see you again in 2 weeks.
Thanks for tuning in to our show. If you'd like to get reviewed, go to podcastreviewshow.com/review me. Want to give us a review? Go to podcastreviewshow.com/iTunes. Links to today's podcast, along with ways for you to connect with us, can be found at our website at podcastreviewshow.com. Looking for an in-depth review? Need some podcasting pointers? Sign up for a coaching session with Dave at schoolofpodcasting.com.
Hey, it's Dave. Thanks for sticking around here. Again, this is not the norm, but we've kind of got a time-sensitive issue here because this webinar is March 21st about book launch secrets. It's myself and Thomas Umstadt, and then he's going to talk about this course. And it's going to basically go over everything you need to know about launching your book. And you'll learn proven principles and methods to help your next book or get your first book off the ground like a rocket. Thomas, the same way that I live and breathe podcasting, Thomas lives and breathes books. And then what's beautiful about it is his kind of mentor, James L. Rubart, it's kind of like getting Han Solo and Yoda at the same time. And the reason I think this is so important is this is the last time they're teaching this course. Now, the webinar you're signing up for, absolutely free, and you're going to walk away with a lot of great ideas and an offer. We're not going to lie to you. They're going to talk to you and ask you to take this course. But there's so much value in just the free webinar. I wanted to let you know that it's going on and it's happening very, very soon, March 21st. Look at the calendar. Yeah, that's like, holy cow, it's coming right up. All you have to do is go to schoolofpodcasting.com/book launch. That's schoolofpodcasting.com/book launch. I can't wait to see you there.